Hello, friends. Welcome to and grace greetings, the Deeper Daily Podcast for March 7th, 2017. We are in the sixth chapter of the book of just barely having started any work in this chapter at all. Stop for a moment and just make a comment or two in regards to the importance of this chapter and a little bit of how I think it's been misunderstood and misinterpreted. Paul is going to lay out the case that the believer is dead to sin but alive to God, and that we have transferred our allegiance from one of being slaves to sin, and then in what is a little bit difficult analogy for us, Paul uses the idea of being a slave to righteousness. I say difficult because our sensibilities towards slavery are certainly different, and we'll get into that as we get deep into the sixth chapter. We have a different ideology about that than does Paul, and the whole concept of slavery as used in the New Covenant and as was interpreted even in the United States for a couple of hundred years is quite different than we feel now and quite uncomfortable, admittedly. And as we approach that in the sixth chapter, we will deal with it from that angle of understanding slavery and their culture. And this 23-verse chapter is often used as sort of the end-all of discussions on where we are in Christ in relation to sin. There's a lot of ways we're going to treat this and a lot of angles to go to come at it from. But one thing I'd like to make clear, I think for those who are not real closely associated to the message of grace, or what I don't really like to refer to as the grace camp, but for lack of a better term, I will. They see a lot of grace people as using the message of grace as a way of sort of downplaying the seriousness of sin. And while almost everyone that I encounter that's involved in the message of grace never downplays the importance of sin, I will admit that we have taken the message of grace in a lot of circles and not put the emphasis on the end result of righteousness probably as much as we should. We use the message of grace as a way of showing people that they are freed from sin and from sin's from the punishment of sin. And we do, I think, a fairly successful job of showing people how sin has been paid for and sin should not be, the believer shouldn't be under sin. But we might need to do a better job of showing that once we are freed from sin, at which we are when we come into Christ, that we should further be freed unto righteousness, that righteousness cannot simply be a doctrine, and we are righteous, and then we leave it alone, but that righteousness is begin to come out of us. Remember, one of the things Jesus mentioned in the Sermon on the Mount was that was the man who's blessed for being persecuted for righteousness's sake, and that is not for righteousness, but for righteousnesses. And the plural of righteousness doesn't get a lot of airtime in the Grace Church, and probably should get more. So in the sixth chapter, we'll deal with that as well, because Paul does not divorce the message of being freed from sin from the message of being in righteousness. So I think I could probably say it better this way. The message of grace is only half of a message if it concentrates on what we've been freed from. The other half of the message, and I think this is gaining steam, but it's not nearly not getting nearly enough pulpit time yet. The other half of the message is what we've been freed into. everywhere I go in grace circles, conference, seminars, churches, whatever, there is still an enormous amount of talk about sin. We talk about sin all the time. A little different context. We're not always talking about telling people to quit it, but we're talking about, you know, how Jesus overcame it. We're talking about how you can overcome it. We're talking about its lack of condemnation in your life. But we're not talking a lot about what we've been freed to do. And it seems like if the message of grace needs balance, and we're all scared of the word balance because we've, by experience, seen people try to balance grace with law or grace with performance. But if the message of grace needs balance, the balance is not in putting performance or works into the message, but it would be balancing out what we've been freed from, which is what most people preach with grace, with what we've been freed to do or to become, to be freed into. And I've got, you know, a lot of theories on some of the things I think we've freed into, and some of which aren't talked about a whole lot. We'll save that for another time. And I've done sermons and teachings on that in the past, and I'm sure we'll dig more into that as we go. I want to stop there for today. Tomorrow, I want to start to answer the question that we posed yesterday. We're just reading Paul's question from Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And Paul answers it emphatically, and we'll answer it with him and find out what he means by his answer. We'll do that tomorrow, hoping that you have a fantastic day. I say grace and peace to you. Go in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.